Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 104. I'm Haley Griffiths, and today we've got a jam-packed show lined up for you. Really excited for this one. So lots of great articles published in the marketing industry this week, and we're sharing the most important takeaways from each of them.
From Facebook ads to generating emails and social media followers to our favorite new social media tools on the market, this is one you won't want to miss. So let's kick off the show.
One marketing strategy that seems to thrive in so many different industries and is resilient to constant user behavior change is email. So naturally, one of the best ways to reach your target customers or audience on a consistent basis is to grow your email lists, which of course is easier said than done. However, we stumbled across a great case study from Viper where they featured an e-commerce business that was able to generate more than 41,000 email signups and 10,000 social media followers in one campaign.
Yes, and with a headline like that, how could we not read it or even cover it on the show? In diving into this article, I thought, all right, here we go with another one of those spammy marketing tactics. But I was pleasantly surprised to find out that the case study and tactics used by this e-commerce company were actually very interesting and useful. And this is something we really haven't talked about a lot here on the show, and that's contests as a marketing strategy.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about contests too much on the show, which is interesting because it's a great way to leverage social media. But One thing that I thought was neat is that if you break down the available marketing channels out there for businesses, there's really only so many things that you can do. So content marketing, email marketing, and social media marketing. But there is a fourth bucket that they mention, and that's growth and viral marketing, which contests would fit under.
Growth or viral marketing, I think, gets a bad rap because we've all done some sort of, or we've had some sort of poor experience with a growth marketing campaign in the past. But one done right and ethically, virality can really skyrocket a specific campaign across the board. So this specific case study focused on an e-commerce company called Brevite, B-R-E-V-I-T-E, which is a backpack company created specifically for photographers.
Yeah, so what Brevite did is offered two prizes for folks who entered their contest. The first prize was a Mavic drone, and the second prize was a backpack for photographers. And we should stop for a second here to talk about the importance of quality prizes when you're setting up a contest. I think they did a great job with that.
Yeah, 100%. And always remember, the closer aligned your prizes to your target market's interest, the more successful your contest will be. You really want people to want to win your prize, so they are willing to share the contest, refer others, and complete tasks that you as the brand set.
So in this case, a Mavic drone and a backpack are pretty incredible prizes for this audience.
Yes.
but anyways, so the e-commerce company asked for an email address, a follow on social media, and the contestants had to share the content, which was like a retweet or a Facebook share or a regram. This does seem like a lot, particularly for a smaller e-commerce store. There's a lot of steps in there.
Yeah, that's a lot to ask your audience for sure. But I think that goes back to offering a quality prize, right? So overall, Brevite invested about $3,000 in the contest for prizes and ads and other various things that they did, and ran the campaign for 15 days. In the end, they saw a sign-up conversion rate of about 65%, which is just great stuff.
I mean, I'd love to have a 65% conversion rate on like anything.
Yeah, like even just like cooking a meal. Like, I can't.
Anyways, so after the contest and scrubbing for quality, their email list went from 1,700 to 37,000, which is about 8 cents per email address. I mean, that's also really good. And they gained more than 10,000 followers across Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And of course, we won't leave you hanging here. Here are the exact steps they took to promote the contest. Like we said before, number one, they selected a really good prize that aligned with their target audience, and they didn't go cheap. Number two, they shared the contest constantly on social media channels and in select social media groups. Number three, they added the contest to their website, so each relevant landing page had this contest prominently featured, which I think was crucial to the success of this.
Definitely. I mean, that led to hundreds of people seeing the content. And then number four for this one is that they emailed their list multiple times to remind them of the contest. So, for example, they sent an email update on the contest at launch in the first week, showing the top five entrants so far halfway through, and then when the contest was almost over, they sent out emails to create a sense of urgency with 48 hour and 24 hours to go. So they saw some great number boosts from that.
Yeah, and then last but not least, number five is that they spent a lot of time and effort crafting great images for the contest to share across social media networks. That helped, one, to make the contest seem legit, and then number two, to make contestants feel good about sharing it with their friends. Some other cool things that I thought they did were to get a few photographers that they knew to share the contest as sort of a mini influencer campaign. They also ran some social media ads on Facebook and Instagram targeted at photographers. All really, really strategic and thoughtful promotion of what was a super successful contest.
Speaking of a topic that is a bit more general marketing for business focused rather than just social media, we actually had the chance to catch up with the team behind the podcast Rocketship.fm. They just launched their fifth season where they spend more than 3 months chatting with and profiling three super successful entrepreneurs. So if you are looking for a stellar podcast with some great insights from entrepreneurs that have been through a whole lot of what we talk about on this show, definitely check out Rocketship.fm.
Yeah, I actually just had the chance to check out a few episodes from the new season and was really impressed with how much solid information they get into in each episode. You'll get the real firsthand story behind how successful products are built. And the cool thing is that they don't just share the ups. They also talk about business struggles, personal struggles, and everything in between. Anyways, just a little love for some people doing some great things in podcasting over at Rocketship.fm.
Next up is an interesting study from our friends over at Ad Espresso. In 2015, they analyzed the text from 37,259 Facebook ads to find out exactly how the best Facebook advertisers are piecing together their ads. So today, nearly 3 years later, the study has grown more than 20 times bigger. Today, we're breaking down the findings from over 752,000 ads. And while some of their original results have remained the same, a lot has changed.
Yeah, definitely. And just really quick, let's talk about how specific those numbers are of the amount of ads they studied. I'm also wondering if it helps with headlines to actually put a specific number like 37,259 versus a general like 37,000 number.
I think it probably does because it seems more real.
Yeah. Well, let us know at #BufferPodcast if you clicked on this episode because the very specific number we include in the headline. So cutting to the chase, their top five findings are as follows. The length of the ad text has increased. Link descriptions are shorter. There has been an uptick in brands that link to specific landing pages, which we'll talk about more. The top five CTAs in 2018 and how brands' usage of CTAs has increased. And companies are now using a greater variety of ad types.
So for the first one, the length of ad text increasing, what they found was that, and I quote, a clear, no-nonsense, five-word headline paired with 20 words of ad text is the recipe for a perfect sponsored post, end quote. So there is a science to this. Five-word headline, 20 words of actual ad text or caption, as you might know it.
Looking at their second finding, that link descriptions have become shorter. In 2015, the average link description was a whopping 18 words. So this is the actual, you know, the tiny words that are actually under the headline. 2015 average link was 18 words. 3 years later, it has been whittled down to 13 words. This proves that less is really more when describing your articles. So what you want to do is try to create a sense of urgency, as we talked about before, in as few words as possible and be super clear about your offer.
Their third finding is that more ads are using specific landing pages. And this is a big one, not only for Facebook, but for other channels like Instagram and Google AdWords as well. So including landing pages makes a post more direct and removes the effort of additional research for the viewer.
Yep. It's super frustrating to click on an ad and be led to a generic landing page. It's really easy to fix that for businesses. And actually this morning, I saw an Instagram ad, really cool running shorts, clicked on the ad and it led to their generic homepage. And I was like, whoa, what happened to the running shorts? So
yeah, you know? I've definitely done that. And I'm like, no, I want to see this one specific product that you've advertised to me.
Because I pretty much just want to find out what the price is, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And their fourth finding is a really actionable one, which I love. It's that the top five CTAs are, first, learn more. Second, just no CTA, no button. Third, shop now. Fourth, sign up. And fifth, book travel.
So what this one is referring to are the pre-populated buttons that you can now choose within Facebook Ads Manager, and you've probably seen them as a little drop-down menu. And Facebook created these because choosing the perfect CTA is actually more difficult than you'd imagine, or maybe you know that firsthand, which is a major reason why this category has seen so many changes over the years. Marketers have experimented with several different kinds of CTAs, including the none at all. At the same time, Facebook constantly rolls out the best new options to test.
What AdEspresso recommends here is to venture out from the generic ones we listed above and to try something new. So Facebook also offers CTAs like Listen Now, Get Directions, Donate Now, and Send Message. And as we always say, you won't know what works, especially with your very own audience, unless you experiment.
It's true. We do say that. Last but not least, they found that companies are using a greater variety of ad types. Links and photos still dominate. Yes, it's true, the advertising types, but video ads have soared in popularity. Of course, this means an opportunity in video ads since they are still a minority. When it comes to video ads, many pros suggest to put all of the good stuff into the first 5 to 10 seconds. That's the first tip. Work in primary colors, which I didn't know before this. So the primary colors are red, blue, and yellow, and incorporate scrolling text.
All right, before you go, we're just over halfway through 2018, so we thought we'd share some awesome social media tools that we've come across since our last episode on social media tools, which was way back in episode number 88. So we'll go quick fire style on this one and then let you go check them out for yourself. And Brian, I thought it would be fun to go back and forth, and we'll each name one tool plus like a quick description, and we can even, you know, make this a regular segment on the show if people want.
I kind of like that. I feel like there's so many new tools out each week, it would be fun to kind of put those out there. But all right, I'll go first. My first tool is called Handle Scout, HandleScout, one word. Handle Scout regularly checks Twitter username availability and notifies you by email when a desired handle becomes available, which is pretty cool.
I'm going to go download that right now. All right. Mine is the new Grammarly keyboard. I love Grammarly. I use them for all of my emails. And with the Grammarly keyboard, you can add a native keyboard to your smartphone that helps you check spelling and grammar while you're on the go. So now you can have it on your phone too.
Ah, nice find, Haley. Nice find. Definitely going to go check that one out as well. All right. My next one is called Spark Score, SparkScore, one word, a new tool from Rand Fishkin's new company. Spark Score determines the influence of a Twitter account using a broad range of metrics like the average engagement with each tweet.
So good. All right. So what's your score, Brian? Do you know?
19.
That was quick.
I actually just ran my score while you're talking about your last tool. Sorry, I wasn't totally listening, but do you know your score, Haley?
I gave it a shot yesterday and I am at 24 out 24? Of 100.
Oh, okay. Now I got to up my score.
All right. To all of our listeners, go check your score now and see if you can beat me or Brian.
Yes. All right. I'm excited to see that.
All right. My last tool is called Let's Enhance. It is a free online tool that scales images up to 4 times without visibly degrading the image quality, which like I think everyone has experienced before.
Yes. Why won't this little 200 by 200 just expand?
I know. Yeah. And it's like, why is this the only available size?
Yeah. Right.
This is a real struggle. They are solving a major problem.
Yes. Love it. Nice find, Haley. Thank you for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are available in either iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcast. We'll link to all of the resources there, so go check it out. And if you ever want to get in touch with me or Haley, we're always here for you on social media using the hashtag BufferPodcast. You can also say hi to us anytime at hello@buffer.com.
Yes, and as always, thank you so much for your iTunes reviews. It is so awesome to read through all of your kind comments there, and we really do go through and read all of them, so thank you. Don't miss next week's episode where we talk about old school social media tactics that still work. Until next Monday, everyone.